So as we enter the meditation, I'm guessing that some people might not be so familiar with meditation. So I'll just do a little bit of guidance at the beginning, and then we'll have some silence. And then I will guide you into an experience of interbeing with the beloved redwood. So that is what lies ahead of us next. So preparing to sit, just taking a moment to see that your body is comfortable, deciding whether you'll close your eyes or maybe gaze at a 45 degree angle 2 or 3 feet in front of you. And taking a moment to feel the contact that your body has with the chair, cushion, the mat, the floor. It's been a long, busy day for most of us, so I invite you to move back through time to the moment when you first awoke today and accompany yourself in kind of a fast-forward movie through the day with the intention of gathering all parts of yourself, bringing them into this beautiful space, into this precious moment. So calling yourself in from all the physical places you've been, and with the weather, perhaps there was a moment or two in which you were a little nervous on the highway, and so part of you might be still held in that moment. So just noticing that and calling yourself in to this moment. Calling yourself in from all the mental states you've visited today, the information you were gathering, the problems you were solving, the projects you're working on. And again, there may be moments in which a task was left unfinished or conversation didn't go the way you hoped, and part of you may be held there, and helping that part come here with us. Calling yourself in from all the emotional states you've visited today. Just taking a moment to become conscious of the state of mind that is with you. Just bringing it into awareness, so that it won't pull you off your breath as easily as if it goes unnoticed, unnamed. So the chime that you'll hear is the invitation to move your gaze from the outer world to the inner world. Simply guiding the attention to the breath and riding this breath in and out of the body. with the breath. Attention on the flow of breathing. Allowing the body to be still. Sitting with a sense of dignity, of wholeness, a sense of connection with other living beings. Picturing in your mind's eye a most beautiful, towering, healthy redwood forest. This may be a forest you've seen in a photo, or a forest you've walked through, or one that you are just imagining right now. Moving through the forest slowly, feeling earth receive each of your steps. Drinking in a silence as large as the trees. A silence laced through with bird songs now and again. Feeling your neck joint opening wide on its hinge as you follow trees all the way up to their tops. Noticing the widening of your gaze as your eyes take in the entire trunk of a tree you are passing. Breathing in the fragrance of the redwood forest. Letting yourself sense the vibrant life force residing in each tree. Noticing, perhaps with a little surprise, how tangible this exuding beingness of the trees is. allowing this life force to inform and to expand your sense of sacred presence in rooted ones. The sacred presence in rooted ones. Allowing a redwood tree to choose you to be its student now. As you are selected, observing the tree from some distance, taking in as much of it as you can. Observing your teacher now from close up. Its fibrous bark. The shape of the trunk. Its hue. The markings of past experiences with fire, perhaps. Tracking your teacher's branches high up, sensing the presence of the family of its trees nearby. And when you feel ready, finding a way to become one with this tree that has chosen you. Maybe you step into it energetically, or perhaps you find yourself being drawn into the tree through its root system. Maybe you're pulling the tree into your own body energetically, or you have some other means of merging with this tree. Merging with this tree, so that whatever the redwood knows can be transmitted to you. Much in the same way this tree transmits nutrients and water to the offspring that have seeded themselves in its massive trunk system. Taking time to settle in. So that your body sitting here and the redwood in your mind's eye become one. So that as you sit here, you share in the massiveness, the rootedness, the ancient nature of this tree, your teacher. your torso becoming the enormous cylinder of the redwood's trunk. Your head enjoying the incredible vista from the treetop. Your heart pumping the vessels that move nutrients and water throughout your enormous tree body. Tasting the joy you have as redwood, the joy you have of providing a home for beings of so many species, birds, bugs, small mammals, all finding a home in you. Your buttocks and legs sensing the pull of your roots as they draw nutrients up from the soil. With each breath, you becoming more an ancient redwood. Unwavering in your ancient stillness. Completely what you are, beyond emotions and thoughts. A grounded, rooted, ancient, steady presence. Traveling now to your treetop, thick with limbs, needles, cones. Entering a cone, perceiving the millions of seeds ready to be released. And coming to know that it is those few seeds who land on the base of your trunk that are most likely to survive. These seedlings that embed themselves into your generous root system and trunk will be nourished by you, drawing up the sustenance they need to grow, to thrive. Sensing how it is that your tree body supports new life so easily, so naturally. And now bringing your attention to your tree heart, which like many others may be scorched from one or more fires that flare up now and then over the centuries. If you discover such a burn in the heart, acknowledging it, sensing its shape, its size, where it resides. Expanding your attention to your outer trunk and sensing how this trunk has buttressed itself in response to fire. Thickening, adding more layers so that its vessels continue to pass nourishment through the entire tree, regardless of injury. Drinking in how it is as redwood to carry on, to flourish, even with a wounded heart. Awareness descending into the root system of the redwood now. Finding your central tap root and traveling its mere length of 3 to 6 feet as your huge tree body towers above you. Encountering the lateral root system that radiates out hundreds of feet all around you. Following this lateral root system as it entwines itself with the roots of all your neighbors. Recognizing that it is this entwined lateral root system which protects you and your kin from trouble below in the form of floods and trouble above in the form of high wind. Sensing now how your tree community sways together when the wind blows fiercely. In the same way as we sit in meditation, we can embody the enduring, sustaining, communal qualities of the redwood. Just as your tree body has survived for centuries, so sensing yourself in your human form, an ancient being imbibing the wisdom of your ancestors. Just as your redwood trunk opens to sustain seedlings, so drawing forth your innate human ability to nourish others while maintaining your own well-being. Just as your tree body recovers from fire scorching its core, so trusting in your capacity to heal your heart when it is wounded, to continue to thrive. Just as the redwood survives dangers by entwining its roots with others, so you, envisioning yourself as interconnected, part of community or sangha, rather than as a separate, isolated being. The redwood has this and so much more to teach us whenever we choose to take it on as our mentor. Finding a way now to thank this redwood who has been your teacher. And however it is that you became one with the redwood, reversing that process now, so that the redwood tree fades from your awareness, just as you bring your attention back fully to your breath. Feeling each in-breath. Feeling each out-breath.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.